Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Acts chapter 16, verses 9 and 10. That night, Paul had a vision. A man from Macedonia in northern Greece was standing there pleading with him, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." So we decided to leave for Macedonia at once. We should never put a limit on the ways in which God might choose to speak to us. Yesterday, we saw God putting a block on Paul's plans. Today, he makes it crystal clear where Paul should go next. In a vision, he saw a man from Macedonia pleading with him to go and help. We received no information about what this vision was like, although we might presume that it was whilst Paul was dreaming. I wonder how you interpret your dreams. Much of the times, dreams are, in my experience, extraordinary and impossible to unravel. If I can remember them at all beyond breakfast, they don't seem to have any lasting significance. But dreams play an important role in many parts of the Bible, and we should definitely be open to the possibility that they can, from time to time, reveal God's plans to us. Paul was clearly entirely sure that the vision was sent from God, and so he and Silas immediately set out to Macedonia. We need God's guidance on a continual basis. We often refer to guidance in relation to the big decisions of life, whom we should marry, or our career, or moving to a new area. But the truth is that every day we're making decisions about our relationships, our homes, our jobs, and our purchases. And so we need to live with a continual openness to God's guidance. God will often guide us through our experience, through prayer, the Bible, or sermons, and our friends. But we should not close the door to any way in which he might choose to speak to us. Perhaps in the future he will choose to speak to you through a film, a painting, a flower, a bird, or even a dream. So let me ask you a question. In what different ways has God made clear his guidance to you? And now let me pray with you. Loving Father, help us to hear your voice, however you choose to speak to us. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I'd love you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, which we call Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and some great articles, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. Hope you have a great day.